All right, technically speaking, then there'd be two ways to get rid of your abilities. Two ways. Just withhold their use or reduce them out of sight. And these are the only two things that a pre-clear's done. There is no other mechanism involved. Just clear the decks because there isn't any other mechanism there. Now, one of the ways of withholding one's abilities is by getting an identity which one would ruin if he demonstrated bad abilities. Famous identities come to some way or another in this category. A famous identity is capable of doing a great deal in the society, you see. And then he finds out perhaps that he's doing too much. So when he ceases to be a famous identity, you see, he buries it very, very deeply because he wouldn't particularly want to carry on doing these things but not backed up by the identity or regulated by the identity. An identity is a regulator more than anything else. It's a sort of a police method against yourself. Now, knowledge, then, is determined by one's ability to control, which is determined by one's ability to be selectively capable of judgment, which is to say, responsibility. Responsibility is selectivity in the exercise of judgment. Judgment, one uses judgment if he is responsible. And of course, he can be responsible without having used judgment. And so the selectivity he exercises in handling judgment, whether it's good judgment or bad judgment or no judgment and so forth, this is responsibility. So we have this triangle. It's a very valuable triangle. If you want to know why somebody doesn't know about something, it's because he can't control himself with regard to that subject, so he is being totally irresponsible for it by not knowing about it, you see. But then, nevertheless, it disappears out of sight, he hopes. And it's gone. Now, there's that triangle of knowledge, control, and responsibility, and that is a very, very important triangle. If you want to get somebody to know about something, you will have to increase their control, and you will have to increase their responsibility, their selectivity of judgment. Most important parts of those two points of control and responsibility are withhold and permitting cause. You can substitute for control if you want the most important part of the control. You can substitute their ability to withhold on own determinism. That's the most important part of control. Because when that one goes, well, the rest of the control is gone, you see. And when that one's rehabilitated, then control comes back. So you see the difference here. And then as far as responsibility is concerned, well, a person finds out he cannot exercise judgment in causing things. Why, he decides then that he's irresponsible, doesn't have responsibility for it, he won't do it, and the reduction of ability is under the head of responsibility. If you want to recover an ability, you'd better raise responsibility. If you want to get the person to exercise the ability, you had better recover his ability to withhold. And between the two, you will recover knowledge.